Benny Blanco, good morning, my guy. How you doing?
Long, short night. Long, short night.
No microphone today?
Apologies. Can you hear me?
There you go. There you go. I know it's early. It's about 9:06 in the morning. But we here, man. We here. Talk to
Okay. You should be talking to me because I thought you guys, the Knicks, were in trouble. And Denver is in trouble.
Yeah, Denver is in trouble, down 0-2 to Minnesota. Before we get into that, they can follow you on the social media, Twitter, Instagram, IG, Sir Denny Blanco. We are live now on Twitter and also on YouTube.com/CruiseControlPodcast. Go ahead, download, rate, comment, subscribe, like, thumbs up, all that good stuff. Show some love and support for your boys on the program. You got any questions, feedback from last night's game one, Knicks Pacers, or game two, Wolves in Denver? Hit us up in the chat. We'll read them live on the show. Find myself, Randy J. Cruz, R-E-N-D-Y, letter J, C-R-U-Z, on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. So, Denny Blanco, where you want to start? Knicks Pacers game one or Minnesota Denver game dos?
I want to start with your Knicks. Shout out to everyone watching. Once again, it's in the Game podcast. Please follow us. We appreciate your support. Appreciate you watching and listening and helping us build this platform of It's in the Game podcast. Online, Randy's a super sidebar. Randy is the on-air talent producer, talent host, talent producer. And don't get mad if his you know stuff online is not edited correctly. We make mistakes. So just wanted to give you a heads up, Randy. It says Wolves up to own zero on, and I know somebody's gonna say something, so I'm just catching it before people jump on us and say, oh, you got the two and the zero and the on together. All right,
listen, man, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. they know what I mean. It's Wolves up 2-0. Listen, it's 9:08. I don't give a fuck. We're here, bro. We here. You know what I mean. Not.
Now that we got that out the way, so folks that can't jump on there. The Wildcats went wild last night. The Villanova boys, the Jalen Brunson, the pull up the box score. Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, and the DiVincenzo. He's Italian, so pardon me if I got the name wrong, but. Jalen Brunson, 43-6-6. DiVincenzo, 25-3-1. Josh Hart. I don't know if I have enough. Wow. I don't even know if I have enough to even explain. Hold on 1 second. This is live. I knocked down one of my.
Yes, we Porsches. Are.
This is live. I knocked down one of my Porsches here. Josh Hart, 24-13-8.
Yeah. Let me go to it.
I think he played the whole game.
Of course he did. All 48. I mean,
yeah, 48 minutes.
What did you expect?
I expected him to have some rest.
not in game one.
I expected him to have some rest. Shout out to OG Anunoby.
OG Anunoby,
13-9 and 4. Yeah. Shout out to OG. The way he defended Pascal Siakam in a couple possessions were huge. Huge. Yeah. All right. Now, Miles Turner, he's a problem.
Yeah, he was getting active, bro. He was definitely getting active.
He's a problem, but either Tyrese Halliburton is hurt or he's just not effective. That there, you know, because at one point the high screen was hurting because they were leaving Miles Turner open. He was hitting them threes, right? So it got to a point he was hitting open jump shots. So I got to a point where I was like, hold on, wait. We hit 2 out of 6 threes, but he was hitting open jump shots, getting open. He was cutting to the rim. He was posting up as he's supposed to, Miles Turner. But I started thinking like maybe they'll go under the screen for Tyrese Halliburton. They won't fight over it because he hasn't shown me that his jump shot is working. I mean, 2-for-5 from 3. Yeah, he hit a couple of shots, but I mean, 2-for-6 from the field. He only had 6 points. And you know, they lost by a couple of they lost by only a couple of points. Shout and out
the thing
to
is he only had six, but he only took six shots. So yeah, it's not like he took 20 shots and he was off. You mentioned Miles Turner, like 23 and 2. Like your big man can't go out there for 35 minutes and get two rebounds. So that's like
yes you can if your name is Tobias Harris. I digress.
No, big man, center. You're center.
Oh, you're center. I mean, big man. Tobias was 6'8". You said big, so I went crazy when I'm sorry. I just went crazy when I heard big. What you really need to do, Randy?
What's that?
You really need to stop TJ.
Oh,
you really need to stop TJ McConnell.
McConnell, yeah, McConnell.
You see those numbers? You see those numbers?
Yeah, I see. And the fact that when you combine OB, TJ, and Shepherd as 46 points off the bench for Indiana compared to New York's three.
That didn't surprise me. Indiana leads. Indiana's number one in the league in bench points, like 40-something. So that doesn't surprise me. If their bench doesn't score, they don't win. Right. So – yeah, that's not how the Knicks work. The Knicks is starters are bust. Starters are bust. That's how the Knicks work. And the concept is Jalen's not trying to score. He's just trying to be aggressive. If there's an open pass, he'll make it. If there's an open shot, he'll make it. He's just going to be aggressive every single time. Josh Hart is going to be aggressive every time he grabs rebounds. And Josh Hart is punishing teams for not boxing out. And that's as simple as that. There are maybe four rebounds, and the man grabbed 13. There were four rebounds where guys just didn't box out. And Josh just ran in. And if he doesn't grab a rebound, guess what he's doing? He's tapping it out.
Yeah.
You dig? Shout out to Hartenstein hitting that half court shot the end of half. Most folks
was big, you know, that's going to be one of those moments that goes below the radar where, you know, Indiana could have been up 9 at halftime, but that 3-pointer by Hartenstein, you know, it kind of changed the momentum going into halftime for New York. Like, I'd rather be down 6 than 9, but and then also Turner hit the fucking third quarter ending shot for them. So it was like it was a lot of pendulum swing back and forth. But you mentioned Josh Hart. Listen, that guy is I think any shot that goes up, any chance of an offensive rebound or a rebound in general, that guy is gonna get it because he don't quit. He's out there for 48 minutes, but he's fucking he's going at it for the whole entire 48. He's not letting up, he's not taking no breaks, no rest. Like, you gotta, and Indiana made it a point to box the Knicks out in this game. So in the first half, it was looking like Knicks can't get no offensive rebounds. Second half, third quarter change, and fourth quarter, that's when Josh Hart got some key rebounds. And like you said, it ain't the actual grab the rebound. It's the actual taps. Like, all that counts too. Like, people.
Hartenstein too. If he can't get a hand on it, he'll just tap it out. He'll be like, all right, y'all back there. So you can tap sidebar. If the ball goes up and you don't grab a rebound, let's say hypothetically, you can't grab a rebound and throw it all the way to half court.
Yeah.
Like, if you're past half court, you can't grab a rebound and throw it all the way past the half court. But you can't tap it past the half court. You can tap it as far back as you want. Because technically, you don't have possession. You're trying to get possession.
So you can't grab it and throw it into the half court, but you can, like, tap it all the way back to the free throw line on the side and it still be good.
As long as you tap it. So you can volleyball that bitch. Boom! There's no point in grabbing it because it doesn't give you all the space you need. You can literally tap it out because your guard's already back there because they're dropping back for defense. Right. So, you know, once again, I called the Knicks in five. I gave Indiana one game. It's destiny. It's looking like Boston and New York Knicks. And once again, the conversation has to be put up there. These Knicks weren't going to make the playoffs. These Knicks weren't going to get out the second round. Jalen Brunson doesn't have enough to carry this team. And correction, he does. Mm-hmm. He has enough to carry this team. So the Boston series, I'm looking forward to it. This Indiana series, I don't think Indiana has enough to combat the Knicks. You're pulling up some great information. He's compared to who, Randy? Jalen Brunson. He's compared to some guy.
So in this stat, he scored 210 points in the last five games, the most on a five-game span in the playoffs since Michael Jordan in 1993. Also, he's the fourth player in history to score 40 or more points in the playoffs for four straight games. Him, Jordan, Bernard King, and Jerry West. So, I mean, listen, this guy right here, brother, is and again, everybody says, oh, he can't be the 1A. He's not an all-star starter. He could be an all-star, but he's not an all-star starter. They don't put him on the fucking USA team. It just a lot of things going on. Like, oh, he's not your 1A player. He's too small. And that dude continues to prove a lot of people wrong. Just about everybody. If you're a non-Knicks fan, or if you're a media person that tends to say, you know what, oh, I got Philly winning in against the Knicks. Oh, you know what, I got Indiana that's going to beat the Knicks. Listen, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but it's like sometimes I just don't think you're really watching what's going on. And I think the more you say, like you said last week, the more you say, hey, man, listen, this guy's not the guy, and he's too small. He's not the leader of your superstar. And he goes out and gets 40, 41, 42, 43 closeout games against two All-Stars and then beating Maxey round one. Now we got All-Stars with Tyrese Haliburton, fellow USA member. And he continues to do this night after night after night. And the thing is, he's making it look kind of easy. Like, for what you saw last night compared to a Philly matchup, where Indiana wasn't doubling as much on Brunson, so now he's a little more comfortable. Now it's more like, I can kind of get into my groove, and he looked like phenomenal. Like, he looked like in a space where it was comfortable. I can go to my spot, get my shots off, get other guys involved. So him getting 43 is not a shocker. And again, just being a Knicks fan, like, every game can't be like this, bro. Every game cannot be down to the wire, up five, down five. Like, we got to get those games where we're up 10 and we win by 10 or 15, and we kind of like get a chance to chill and relax. But it is the playoffs. Indiana, a very good team. But sooner or later, we got to get these games where we can get a big lead and fucking hold the shit.
You have no bench. How are you going to have a big lead? You have no bench. The starters are sustaining the game. Mm-hmm. That's why you really can't extend a big lead. McBride is your only – Mitchell Robinson – Precious Achiuwa and McBride. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than McBride giving you points, you really have to. You're gonna have to help Precious get points. You're gonna have to help Mitchell Robinson get points. You have no ability to generate points from those three people. So,
and that's why I keep saying it. Everybody on social, again, Knicks fans, and I get it. I agree. Like, if you throw in Alec Burks in there for a spot minutes, just to extend the rotation, he don't got to start. He don't got to get 30 minutes a game, but a little, because he.
No. I went from him getting too many minutes to now. He went from getting too many minutes a couple of years ago to now. Y'all want him to get a little bit more minutes.
A shooter, a ball handler, and a defender. So why not just use him? You got him in a trade. Now you don't want to use him?
No.
I get. But at some point, you can't. All right, Boston Celtics. If you get past Indiana, you get Boston. Are you going seven deep against Boston?
That's going to be a conversation that we're going to have when the time comes.
No, you got to start doing that now. So if you do get to that point, there's a rhythm for these guys who aren't getting the playing time. You can't go seven.
All right.
If you tell me in a crystal ball, yo, seven guys is going to win you a championship. All right, then play seven guys. But you got to get more guys involved.
I just want to make sure I understand you correctly. You're saying that you want Coach Thibs to give more playing time to the bench, not so much Alex Burke, but you want to give rotation players some more burn because you're going to need it.
Yeah.
Down the line.
And you never know what you might get. Prime example, when the game six is on between New York and Philly, Buddy Hield ain't played that much in games 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, right? He comes in and gets you 20 points. Mind you, Buddy Hield is a fantastic shooter. Right off the bat, boom, 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 boom. Buddy, like, yo, where the fuck did he come from? Was it playing all series or what at all?
Thank you, Nick Nurse.
And then now you put him in there. You put him in there, he gets 20. I'm like, yo, what's up, bro? Like, come on.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick Nurse.
I'm not saying Alec Burke will come and give you 30, but I'm saying he can give you important minutes, important defensive schemes or something.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
I think the strategy.
Probably one more guy.
I think the strategy is correct, but I don't know if that's going to be enough. Again, like I said, if you had more, this is not a full strength New York Knicks team. Mm-hmm. If you had a full strength New York Knicks team, then I'd agree with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. They're playing shorthanded.
Yes.
They're playing shorthanded. So it's not so much you can expect. Tibbs is like, yo, these are the seven I trust. Mm-hmm. What am I to do?
I get it. Trust me. I really do. And again, it's part of if it's not broke, you know, don't fix it. Just let it rock out. And
these are the people that I trust. I do not trust. Bogey's hurt, obviously. Randall's hurt, obviously. Mm-hmm. Burks. Now, see, mind you, Randall. Now, if Randall wants to pull an Embiid and come back for the Boston series, because he's healthy.
Who?
Randall. Julius Randall.
My man just had surgery, bro. What kind of health do you talk about?
Embiid just had surgery.
Yeah, that was months ago. Randall had it like last week.
That's what it was. It was a situation where he was trying to see if he didn't have to have surgery.
Right.
And then he ended up getting surgery.
Therapy stuff to see, but then he eventually had surgery. He ain't doing that now.
Yeah. He ain't doing that now. It is what it is. Wow. That would have been cute, but it can't happen. So, yeah, other than Bogey coming back, you really have no bench. So, yeah, you're going to have to go eight deep.
Eight is the max. You cannot go more than eight because ain't nobody else you're playing.
There you go. So, I mean, I pray that you guys – no one can get hurt. Josh Hart can't get hurt. Brunson can't get hurt. And neither can Dante. Shout out to Dante's defense on your man Tyrese Halley. He was confused.
we mentioned Halliburton, 6 and 8 and 36 minutes took that's six perfect. Shots.
That's perfect. That's
exactly what no foul shots for him.
That's
so
perfect.
He was he was kind of locked down last night. So
no, that's perfect. That's perfect. So that's okay. I see that. Obviously, we have a couple game ones tonight. So I see that Knicks game, Knicks series, Knicks and Indiana going 5. Now you're Denver and you're Minnesota. Wow.
I did want to show you a couple things of like how the Garden was acting.
Sure. It was live. It's a party.
It was live. And listen, I get it. Let me see.
Shout out to Steph in the building. Steph Marbury.
Steph is there.
One of the greatest guards in New York City history in the building. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, here we go. I'm just happy they didn't damage anything.
Hey. You see the vibes? See the Garden?
Yo, listen. Just the concept of you, the concept of you putting a Knicks jersey on Will Chamberlain down in Philly is enough for me.
That's right. Go New York. Go New York. What else we got? Probably one more.
It's like they've never won a series before. Act like you've been here before. It's like we never have.
bro. We here. We here, bro. We here.
We here now. We here now. We've never been here before, so don't be mad that we're acting like this.
Again, if you're watching live on Twitter and YouTube, we really appreciate your love and support. Any comments, questions while we're on the game. Show, get it up in the chat. We might do something tonight, not too sure, but let's go to okay. So next up, one zip game two will be tomorrow in New York and Minnesota. As you mentioned earlier, Minnesota is up 2-0 on the defending champion Denver Nuggets, and they've been doing it in convincing fashion. Without Rudy Gobert last night, and you probably thought maybe it could be 1-1, but no, it was a 20-25 point lead in the first half, and the Ant-Man is just taking over, and Denver is looking really a little confused of how to stop Minnesota. The length, I think, is giving them a problem, and of course, Ant-Man's averaging 37 a game. In this series, you know, the next baby Jordan is out there doing his thing. Jamal Murray is getting tight and throwing heat packs on the floor. So we don't know if he's going to play in game three. I heard he might be hurt. So there's a lot of things going on for Jokic and the defending champion. But you're down 0-2 to Minnesota. And then you're going to Minnesota for games three and four. What do you do if you're Denver? And how is Minnesota up 2-0 at this point? Aside from this guy, Ant-Man.
Going into the game. 0-0. Do you recall the things I told you that Denver should not do? Do you recall any of the things? I said there was about three things they shouldn't do. Do you recall the first one I think I said I did? I always do this because then you'll confirm. You'll remember when I say mm-hmm. it. You'll confirm. I said the first thing you shouldn't do is have KCP guard an Ant-Man. Do you remember that?
Okay. I don't doubt you said it, but
No. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. I said it's on tape. The concept is when I say things, the NBA whisperer, Denny mm-hmm. Blanco. When I say things, I need it to be remembered because I'm right. Usually, nine mm-hmm. times out of ten. And you owe me my Chick-fil-A. Don't forget, you owe me my goddamn Chick-fil-A. Send mm-hmm. that shit. Send that shit.
Yeah.
DoorDash.
I'm gonna get DoorDash Chick-fil-A right to your crib for game.
DoorDash Chick-fil-A, full meal. Full meal. Mm. You owe me, you jive turkey. All right. For Phoenix. Don't forget. Okay. I'm not going to forget you. All right. Okay. First of all, KCP cannot guard Ant-Man. You got to put Gordon on him. You got to put Gordon on him. That's one.
Has Gordon been on Ant-Man at all?
Off and on.
Off and on.
Off and on during the, off and on. And obviously, you know, the folks are telling me during the, you know, I didn't see the whole game, so maybe the first quarter. But off and on, I saw Aaron Gordon on him. Okay, but majority of the time it's KCP. Mm-hmm. Too light, too small. He's going to do whatever and Edwards is going to do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. I thought they had a chance because Rudy Gobert was seeing the birth of his child. I said, okay, instead of three centers, Joker, you get to deal with two. I thought that would be best, but 5 for 13. Mm. Joker shot 5 for 13, 16 points, 16 boards, 8 assists.
Damn.
The length, the defense is bothering him. Shout out to Reed, Naz Reed on Minnesota. I did not know you had a 3.
Yeah, bro.
I did not know. Big man.
Most improved for a reason.
You most improved player. In the whole of NBA, obviously, a lot of people would say could have been Tyrese Maxey, but Nas, excuse me, mm-hmm. 4 from 8 from 3, a couple of possessions. Clearly, you have to understand if that's Rudy Gobert, Joker's not really doing anything.
No, he's not. Not this series.
When he saw, well, not even in the game with Joker, because there's a couple of possessions. Obviously, Gobert gets into foul trouble, Reed has to come in. Mm-hmm. But obviously they play Reed and Towns together. And then when Gobert is out on the wing, mm-hmm. Joker really doesn't have to pay him no mind. Now you have Naz Reed. And Gobert doesn't go out to the ring. Now you have Naz Reed, who's playing the wing like Karl Anthony Towns. He's playing the wing. Yeah. So now you have driving lanes for Ant-Man. 4 for 8 from 3. Carl Anthony Towns, 3-for-5 from three. What does Joker do? He can't just let them shoot. Denver, y'all in trouble. Jamal Murray is hurt. He's hurt. He's injured. Jamal Murray is injured. Look at Jamal that box Murray. Score. Yeah, look at that Jamal box Murray, score.
3-for-18. Wow.
Who just said that?
Jamal Murray, 3-for-18, 8 points, 13 rebounds.
You can tell. Watch the Lakers. Watch the Lakers series. You watch this series when they do the pick and roll with Joker, and he's coming off the curl. He's coming off the curl, looking to pass. Mm-hmm. He's hurt. He's not looking to score at all. He has no lift. Mm-hmm. He's not. Remember, there was a couple of dunks or a couple of attempts at dunks in the Lakers series.
Yeah.
None of that this series. His calf is bothering him, as you can tell. And of course, the defense. Oh, the defense.
No, I really think as we look at this box score real quick. So Towns 27-12, Ant-Man 27-7-2, both with 35 minutes or more. Then you get Naz Reid 14. You get Alexander Walker 14. The defense from McDaniels. The defense from Kyle Anderson. Like, you know, Mike Conley, veteran point guard. Like this is a well-rounded offensive and defensive team. And this is without Gobert last night. And they're really making it tough for Joker, who's now getting three bigs thrown at him, three viable bigs thrown at him.
I told you.
The pressure on the Michael Porters and the pressure on the Jamal Murrays and the Gordons and KCPs to step up. Gordon 20-4. Murray again, 3-for-18, 8 points, 13 rebounds, and your bench player, best one was Justin Holiday with 13. So it's going to be crazy. And just seeing the evolution of Ant-Man. Let me get this out of here real quick. The evolution of the Ant-Man, where now every time he plays, you're looking at like a mini Jordan, and we're talking like the 88, 89, 90 Jordan, and you see the similarities. It's not like he's copying Jordan. That's just his whole vibe and everything. But 37 a game in this series against the defending champion. I mean, bro, listen.
That tells you everything.
That kid is on a different level, and I love it because, you know, like Jordan, like Kobe. Ant-Man has the killer instinct like these guys, and he don't care who's in front of him. He don't care who he don't care. Denver defending champion. So what? I'm gonna go in your crib. I'm gonna get these two games, and I'm gonna try to close it out in my house. And Joker, yeah, 2-time MVP, possible 3-time MVP. Cool, great, whatever. I'm in Denver, but we gonna smack y'all. And it's not like they're up 2-0. Winning by 5 or by 7. They're getting 20-25 point leads and 30 point leads and closing it out.
Couple things. Number one, Joker is literally the MVP of the league. Now, I don't say that to say that like, oh, we know that. Duh. Like, look at what he has to do for his team to win. If he doesn't generate points for Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., and KCP, where's Denver? Because we already know Jamal's the only shot creator that creates his own shot. And then maybe Reggie Jackson. Mm. Other than that, Joker is literally helping other people score. So if Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray, and KCP can't give you double digits in points, they're going to get swept. Mm-hmm. They're going to get swept. The defending champions are going to get swept by Minnesota. Mark my words. If they don't switch up and they don't put KCP on, they got to put y'all could put KCP or Kyle Anderson and then put Aaron Gordon on your Ant-Man because.
Yeah, but the Kyle part, I assume Gobert will be back for game 3. So the Kyle part will kind of get negated because he's not going to start. So now you go back to your original lineup. It's Gobert, Cat, Jaden, Ant-Man, and Conley. So if you're Denver, now you're regrouping. You got to figure some shit out. Who are you putting who on for game 3? And let's say if Gobert is playing game 3.
Yeah, you put Aaron Gordon on Ant-Man. You put KCP on Daniels. Daniels? Because Mike Conley, Daniels, then it's going to be obviously Gobert
and Towns. Cat and Gobert.
Yeah. So, yeah. Jamal will stick Conley. KCP will stick Daniels. Michael Porter, you still got Michael Porter? Yeah. Put Michael Porter. Put Michael Porter Jr. on Gobert. Gobert doesn't post. Gobert doesn't shoot threes. Gobert has no hook shot. Gobert has no drop step game.
No.
So you have to neutralize something. This is a majority, you know, the jump shot team. They'll go to Minnesota. They'll go to the hole. Ant-Man looked KD, his hero, in the face and laughed at him.
Yeah. And that's my point. Ant-Man don't care, bro. He don't care if it's KD, Joker. He don't care.
He laughed at him, told him what to do, and then asked, why aren't you doubling me?
Denver. I see you in USA, bro.
Denver? Why? Denver, when will be the discussion? When will the discussion be had about doubling?
I mean, at some point in time, you gotta start doing that.
You got four games. Sorry.
Two games. You're calling sweep for Minnesota.
They're going back. They're going to the Wolfstown. They're going to Wolfstown. Wow. They took. You expecting to maybe get one, two? And you think they're coming back to Denver? They're not coming back to Denver, bro. They're going to win two at home and call it a day. That Ant-Man is a damn problem. He better be double teamed. They better put Aaron Gordon on him. If they don't put Aaron Gordon on him from the whole game, Ant-Man I'm talking about, they're going to lose because Jamal Murray's not healthy. There's only so much he can do. I don't foresee him. This is the Jamal Murray bubble. Like he's going to flame out. I think he gave you all with the Lakers game. He does not have it. It doesn't look like it. Game one, he didn't look like he had it. He looked like he had it. Game two, he definitely didn't look like he has it. Good luck, Denver. You are in major trouble.
And listen, I think when you watch Minnesota, what it comes down to it, and again, you never want to say, oh, like, you know, we wanted it more. We just played harder. I think Minnesota, just by watching them, like, the defense is top-notch. That's
number one in the league, isn't it? Number one in the league.
They're young. They're energetic. And, I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but they just fucking wanted more. They like, all right, we have Phoenix. And people doubt us because Durant and Booker and Beal. All right, hold this. We're going to sweep y'all. Oh, Denver's up. And everybody say, oh, Denver in five, Denver in six. All right, hold this. We're out to prove to everyone in the world because y'all still doubting us. It's going back to New York. You're still doubting us. We show you this. We show you that. We got the A player. And you still want to say, oh, we're going to lose or whatever. Now, Minnesota. You got the Ant-Man at the top of the food chain with them, and now he's taking out his favorite player in KD. He might take out the defending champion in convincing fashion, and a possibility of this team going to the NBA Finals. If you get past Denver, you're looking at OKC or the Mavericks. We talk about Minnesota being in the finals in the year of 2024. Like, that's fucking crazy, but I like it because it's somebody new. But does Denver have a chance to come back? Of course, because they got, as long as you got Joker, and the fact that Jamal Murray may not play game three because of the heat pack situation, we just don't know.
Tell me exactly what happened.
If he don't play,
tell me exactly what happened.
There was a possession on their side of the basket near their bench.
Denver.
And play is going on, and then a heat pack just fucking flies on the court. Like, oh shit! Like, maybe he just got, I don't know. When you go back to the replay,
what time is this? What quarter is this?
I think this is third, early fourth. So now when you go back to replay, you see Jamal Murray kind of fling the heat pack. I don't know if he intended to be to go right on the court, because it was right on the court, right in the, where the paint was at. So now when that slides on during play, and then they go back, oh, Jamal Murray did it. Now it's like, oh, you know, that could have hurt somebody and everything. And I get it. A heat pack, yeah. But now do you suspend him for that? Like, one, you told me he's already hurt. He ain't really playing well. He might cost his team with this. And you're looking at a possibility of game three in Minnesota without Jamal Murray. And if that happens, then Denver is in – they're in shambles right now.
Denver's in trouble.
The young wolves who are acting like wolves, they're coming for you.
They're about to literally,
and they're coming at you. And they don't give a fuck.
It's dinner. It's dinner time. It's dinner time. We hungry.
Yeah.
And that's just the bottom line. Shout out to everybody checking us out online. Once again, it's in the game podcast. Ready, J. Cruz, Sir Denny Blanco. Please follow us. Here's another thing too. Don't retweet ESPN. They got enough followers. Retweet us.
Listen, speaking about ESPN, I don't know if you – I'm kind of glad you brought it up, because I'm like, you know what? I totally forgot. And I don't know if you saw this, but I think this is very important to bring up. And I'm not going to end this show without bringing it up, because you're going to be like, what are they talking about? Where are you? Here we go. So this is before game one of Knicks, right? ESPN. Matter of fact, I'm going to show you right now.
The Evil Empire. That's what we're going to call it. We're going to call it the Evil Empire. That's what we're going to do.
Always on some shit.
ESPN, the Evil Empire. That's it's a wrap. They're called the Evil Empire. That's it.
Not sure you can really read it, but ESPN put out the 20 most valuable players of the NBA playoffs first round. Mind you, first round most MVPs of the NBA playoffs.
Okay, hold on. So Dunk is on Dunk Central. Shout out to Dunk Central. This is from ESPN. So ESPN 20 most valuable players of the NBA playoffs first round.
All right. Read off and tell me what bothers you.
What bothers me? All right, let me think. First round? I mean, they're doing it in order? Okay. Well, Luka at 12. Luka's at 12. Why? He said, yo, he's dying. He wants me to say it so bad. I see it. Yeah, Randy, young fella. Ladies and gentlemen in the chat, yo, Randy wants me to say it so bad. He's like, look at it. 15.
You're damn right. 15. Hey, and you know what? To be fair, why is Maxi 16? Maxi was killing the first round, bro. Why is he at 16?
Michael Porter needs to drop.
Michael Porter at 10.
Michael Porter Jr. needs to drop. Excuse me, sir.
Derek White, 5.
Derek White's been balling though.
But
Derek White has been balling though.
Like Maxi again. Now, you can't say they value winning because they got LeBron at number 3, and they're out first round. And David 7 out first round. So if you're gonna do that, yeah, Derek White been balling, but bro, Boston can win without Derek White. Yes or no?
Yeah, Boston can. I mean, win a championship or win a game?
No, win the first round against Miami. Can they win?
Yeah.
Okay, then you take Maxi or Philly. Is that even a 6-game series?
I agree with everything you're saying. I agree with everything. This list is wild.
Bugging, bro. Hate that shit.
Yo, got Randy angry, and now 45 in the morning. We got Randy angry. You got him tight at 9:45 in the morning. It is what it is, man. The evil empire. Stop retweeting these guys and these clips from ESPN. They don't need your retweets and their engagement. They have the followers and they have the money. We don't have the followers and we don't have no money.
Bro, James Harden?
Retweet us.
James Harden, 13? Really?
First round.
Come on, bro. So, first round. My man Brunson just scored three straight 40-plus point games. He's 15?
You know what's interesting? I don't know if... I'm trying to see why they don't respect him like Steph. I'm trying to understand why they don't respect him like Steph, because he's providing the wins and he's providing scoring. And he's a guard. So I'm just trying to understand, not so much from the players. We know. The players know. But the media. Steph won a chip, but multiples. But I'm just trying to, his trajectory, they was like, he's legit. He's nah. I'm looking at.
Bro, I really don't get it. I don't understand it. But like you said recently on these shows, like, yo, just keep doing it. Just keep saying, keep putting him.
I told you.
Keep saying he's not this and he's not that, because it's extra motivation. And as long as you give me motivation, your man's going to kill like four straight 40 plus point games, averaging at least nine assists in these playoffs. But, and respectfully, you're quick to, not saying you, but they're quick to say, oh, could Maxey be like the face of the league? And I'm like, all right, Maxey's a little bit taller than Brunson. He's younger than Brunson. Very effective. Dumb nice. But we're quick to put him as a face or like a perennial all-star. But then this guy, Brunson, is doing the same exact thing, if not better, in the Eastern Conference. And everybody was saying he's probably the best guard in the conference. Him and Maxey, I would say, then Dame and everything. But it just, what is taking people so long to just say, you know what, damn, I fucked up. I gotta admit, this guy, he's not letting up. He's not. He's that guy, because he's a Knick, and you're afraid to relinquish. Damn, man, Knicks are really good, man. They got that guy. It's time to stop hating on the Knicks.
No. I get it now. I get it.
What's your theory?
It's simple. Hate brings attention and eyes.
Of course. Hate told the Knicks too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that's what it is. As simple as it could be, you know, but you don't want it to be that. But yeah, every time ESPN turn on the TV, ESPN is like, well, will the Lakers actually win something? LeBron ain't shit. LeBron, he's getting all his coaches fired. Oh, well, it's this. Hate on the Lakers. That's what you do. And then Skip Bayless made a history of hating on. So hate on the Knicks. That's what gets the Knicks fandom angry.
Mm-hmm.
Generates conversation of hate. That is why. So until the Knicks actually win a championship. Until the Knicks actually win a championship, it's not so much you can, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you want to play off? All right, yeah, whatever. You did this. You did that.
Listen, I know we haven't won a chip in 40-plus years, whatever. It might be 50. I don't know. But a lot of teams have not won in a very, 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 very long time either. Some teams have not even got past round one, round two. You keep saying Philly, Embiid, and Maxey, whatever. They haven't been past. Philly has not been past round two since 2001. But it's different, and I get it. If you say Knicks are not this, it's gonna be viewers and clicks and likes and all that. Yeah, you're rallying up the fan base, and I get that. But I'm thinking like, all right, now you just kind of like extra doing it because you know they're good. You know the tide is turning. They got really good players. They're in the conference semis for the first back to back for the first time since 99 and 2000. Like it's a new day. It's a new day. Like you should change your the tone of like where we going with this team. Like if they're eighth, ninth place, all right, different conversation. But now they're three games away from the conference finals, and we're still saying X and Y and Z about the star player, which is kind of like mind-boggling. And like, I don't know why. You talk about USA team. I love Halliburton. He got the spot. Check the box score last night, bro. 43-6.
Hey. You don't think Jalen came up the bench for the All-Star game?
Yeah. And he should have started over Dame.
I thought Tyrese started. Dame started?
Dame got voted in, yeah.
Well, he starts to start. Okay.
Yeah, he got voted in.
Yeah. So, God bless.
I get it. It's friendly competition. I get it. But now when you're on that court, you got to show and prove. And like, and he's been doing it. My thing is, all right, he's been doing it. He's been showing you.
You're saying what else?
Like, yo, bro.
You're saying what else? I get it.
It's not that he's getting 20 points. He's getting 40, bro. 40 in four straight games.
What else? I get it. I just
get it. If championship is the end all be all at the top of the mountain, okay, we all know that. But if and when that day comes, that the Knicks win an NBA championship, bro, like, what are you going to say
else?
Now? What are you going to say now? Oh, well, they got to go back to back now. Like, come on.
Let's start there and work our way backwards. You heard?
Let's get one.
Yeah, let's just start there and work our way backwards and call it a day.
Danny Blanco, it's about 9:52 a.m. I know we got some things to take care of, but you can find Danny Blanco on Twitter, IG, Instagram as Sir Danny Blanco, myself, Randy J. Cruz, R-E-N-D-Y, letter J, C-R-U-Z. Again, find the podcast on the SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, also on Amazon Music. If you're watching live on Twitter and YouTube, we thank you. We appreciate you. Go ahead, subscribe. Like, comment, all that good stuff. YouTube.com/CruiseControlPodcast. We're definitely your support out here. From Randy Cruz, Danny Blanco, It's in the Game Podcast, NBA Playoffs. We out.
Basketball over narratives, you heard?
Facts.